People need to know God. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this worship experience, Lord. And so, Lord, we thank you for the songs and prayer, the reading of Scripture. But now, somebody needs to hear a word from the Lord. Somebody needs to hear a word from the Lord. So, Lord, use me as only you can. Hide me behind the cross. Fill me up with Holy Ghost power. Give me the strength to give this word that only you can give. And, oh, Lord, let everything I say and do be pleasing in your sight. This prayer I pray in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
As a reader of a presentation, you might want to go back one slide to the title of the sermon. I think I carried it over too far. People need to know God.
Yes.
I think most would agree this morning that's an understatement. Mm-hmm. For with COVID-19 not just infecting, but killing so many people. With healthcare being the way it is for so many of us. For in this county, there's not even a site where you can be tested for COVID-19.
That's right.
And if you can afford to pay for the test, if you have the insurance that might pay for it, the drive is 30 miles up one road to Tappahannock and a nice drive in the other way to Gloucester. And you got people being furloughed or losing their jobs. Companies shutting down. Or our source of meat and chicken are in danger. Hate speech is on the rise. Black men being hunted down like animals. Teenagers in Hanover posting on social media, let's go hunt. You know, they use the N-word. I'm not going to use that in here this morning. You got a black truck driver being blocked for 30 minutes after making a delivery of appliances in the gated community. People armed like they're ready to go to battle, protesting at state capitals. Even churches being played for political reasons. Attacking the limits on the size of gatherings as an affront to the First Amendment rather than seeing those limits as a means of protecting their members to a virus we can't see. Oh, I want to thank the members of New Hope Fellowship who took the time to fill out the survey I sent for. Over 80% said, we need to wait until we know about this thing that we are facing before we come back into the building to worship Almighty God. Or churches are even being used as a distraction.
Yes, sir.
Bringing up the hate of our Muslim brothers and sisters who claim Abraham just like the Jews and Christians do. Talk about that talk. They're going to change things and take over the way we live. See, my brothers and sisters, in times like these, not only do others need to know God, there are many who call themselves Christians that need to know that same God. Because if we knew God, people would not do some of the ugly things that we do. Oh, I'm going to be like the Jesus we don't want to talk about this morning. The Jesus that called us around wherever he saw.
Yes, he did.
I've got to believe if Jesus showed up this morning, a lot of Christian church would want to, not just want to, they would go on and put Jesus out there.
Lord, never.
In here, talking about him.
Yes, sir.
And it's not knowing about God. See, once you get to know God, it's a mandate that you share God with other people. See, that's what the great commandment is all about. Go and tell this boy. When too many of us, all we want to do is come and watch. Oh, our text this morning comes from the book of Acts. The history of the early church, a story where the Spirit of God is at work. And if there's anything we need this morning in the church, we need the Spirit of God at work. At work now, not just shouting.
All right now.
The Spirit of God tells us what to do. The Spirit of God tells empowers us with the same. The Spirit of God gives us the strength to endure.
Take the
not
podcast.
Only the strength to endure, but the strength to do things that need to be done. Lot of things not being done in the church this morning because the Spirit of God is not in control of the lives of too many Christians. As we enter our text, Paul was in Athens. In Athens because the Jews at Thessalonica had gone to Perea to attack Paul about preaching about Jesus. That's why I continue to say that Christians in the United States need to stop about saying they being persecuted. We don't know what persecution is about.
Right,
to be upset because we lost privilege. The privilege to tell other folks how to live. See, once some persecution, read about the early churches in the Bible.
Yes, sir.
Go to some of those countries in the world and you'll see what Christian persecution is all about.
Yeah.
See, Paul been sent away to be protected. And while he's there, folks want to protect it, he starts preaching.
All right now. Yes, sir.
Material.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it's here now to give it to Paul. But in the black tradition, in the womanist tradition, Paul gets a bad name on his views on slaves.
Well,
Paul gets a bad name on his views on women.
Say so.
In fact, Paul gets a bad name for some of the things that Paul didn't even write.
Amen.
I ain't gonna talk
Amen.
About that this morning.
Yes, sir.
But we can talk about that in Bible study.
Yes, sir.
See, in the days of the early church, the church did not have the power to challenge slavery or patriarchy in society, even though women and slaves could hold positions of leadership and power in the early church.
Say what? Yeah.
Think about this right now. As Christians today, the church has the power to change the views of many on racism and how we treat women. Yeah. However, too many have done nothing. In fact, too many churches are enforcing norms that Jesus struck down years ago, and then they said that the world is against him.
All right now.
Paul did the best he could. It's time for the church today to do the best his can. Paul is in Athens, and we should be doing exactly what Paul was doing. We need to meet people where they are. Let me say that again.
All right,
we
now.
We got to meet people where they are.
Yes, sir.
Too many of us as Christians have amnesia when it comes to the life that we used to live. Too many of us as Christians do things behind closed doors and the lights are cut off and then put on our halos and our wings when we come to church on Sunday. But see, all of us have our used to be.
Yes, sir. Preach
our
back.
Issues.
Yes, sir.
Our junk in the trunk.
Yes, sir.
The skeletons in our closet.
Yes.
So they don't have no flesh on them.
All right now.
Yet Jesus met us where we were, no matter how jacked up our situation might have been.
Yes, sir.
And just like you at one time was a used to be, meeting people where they were, introducing them to God. Another used to be is in the making.
Yes, sir.
As we enter the text, we read, Paul stood up in the middle of the council at Mars Hill and started speaking. Now, you know, the problem too many times as that text is read, it's a shame, but nobody takes the time to break things down. See, Rome ruled most of the world around the Mediterranean Sea before and after the life of Jesus. How Alexander the Great had conquered most of that same territory earlier. And when he did, the Greeks imposed their way of life on the one they conquered. See, that's why the Old Testament is written in Hebrew and the New Testament is written in Greek. But Greek and the Greek way of life were the ways of the world, just like English today. The Greeks thought of themselves as thinkers. They thought of themselves as the founders of many things in existence today, medicine, philosophy, and whatnot. But I think they stole a whole lot of that stuff from Africa. But when I preach Christian ethics, I let my students know that Plato went to Egypt to study.
Well.
And you know, direct message me, and I'll give you the footnote in the book.
Yes, sir.
The people, we need to stop letting other folks put us down, and we need to stop putting others, each other down.
Amen. Preach.
So these things, every day, they got up, got all clean after having breakfast, went up to Mars Hill, and they talked about the so-called mortal platitudes of life. You know, it was that form of Facebook.
All right, now.
It's just, it was a whole lot more honest, and you had to show your face.
Yes, sir. Come on now.
Maybe they get that on Facebook. Paul makes a statement that I've made so many times. It's just that I add a little bit more. He says, I see that you are religious in every way. It's just that I add that many are ungodly at the same time. See, for religion is the way as humans we try to wrap our feeble minds around God.
Say so.
And we end up defining and making God in our own image rather than us being made in the image of Almighty God. Amen. Like
amen. Amen.
Paul goes on to say, as I was walking through town and carefully observing your object of worship. See, we got to observe people, not condemn them. We got to listen to people, not write them off.
Yeah, yeah.
Paul observed the many things those people have worshiped. And as this thing, COVID-19, continues to spread, a lot of things that we worship, the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, all these concerts, you know, they have been put in proper perspective.
Yes, sir.
See, as Christians, too many of us worship the building.
Yes, sir.
When the Jews were defeated and the temple torn down, Ezekiel let the people of God know that God was with them even though they could not get to the building.
Amen. Amen.
Yet Christians are being played right now about getting into the building.
Yeah, yeah.
Respect the building. It's our headquarters when we go out to reach people. However, thank God for the real church.
Yeah.
People who gather, even if they use social media or technology.
Yes, sir.
And then sometimes, you know, we get the Bible out of place. I respect the Bible. I believe in the Bible. I read my Bible each and every day. Yet some people worship the Bible. And if God is who we say God is, you can't contain God in these 66 books. It's just a pleading of what God is.
Amen. Amen.
There's one more of the many things Christians make God. In this word, we have people worshiping people. I know some people believe that Jesus has returned. Don't get mad with me when I say this. But if he has, he does not reside at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
People
need to know that the character of the real God is not residing in that place.
Yes, sir. Come on now.
And the jobs that some worship. I feel your pain if y'all would work. However, people need to know the real God.
Yes, sir.
There are some things so many of us worship. Our cars, our homes, even some family members.
Yes.
And none of them woke you up this morning.
Say so.
People need to know the real thing.
Yes.
If it's something you can buy, something you can make, something that somebody gave you, something that you made up in your mind, it can't protect you, it can't guide you. People need to be introduced to God, a God who can do all things.
Yes, sir.
But then Paul goes on to say, he found an altar to the unknown God.
Yeah, yeah.
And all a God that had not been formed into an object. A God that had no picture drawn of him. It's like they knew something was more powerful existing and they wanted to be covered. Just like so many who join the church in just case God is real. Well, I'm here to tell you this morning that God is real and just join it won't get you into heaven. And then we have to let people know who God is. The only problem is that too many of us who call ourselves Christians will of God fails him.
All right, now say it. Tell the truth.
Knowledge and faith is so weak. We don't even want to have a conversation with people about our faith.
Yes, sir.
See, because we rely too much on the pastor's
faith,
or mama's faith, or grandpa's faith, or something we hear that's slick and sounds good on so many of the platforms that are available to us. See, knowing God starts with sitting down.
Yes, sir.
And having a conversation with God so that you can speak like Paul. Even though he had suggested that Paul was not an eloquent or impressive speaker, Paul proclaims that God is the God who made the world and everything in it. God is the Lord of heaven and earth. See, you don't know that when you take the time to read the first two chapters of Genesis.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can pick either creation story. Because they are two. See, one that says men and women are considered an equal, being created equal in the sight of God.
All right.
Or the other one that says men must remain in control and women are the root of our problems. Two stories, but in their disagreement, both can be read, both are written down in the Word of God, and that's something that Christians of today, we could learn from. We can be different, but we ain't got to fight about it.
Amen.
I've already said it, and Paul is saying it also. God does not live in buildings.
Amen.
With human hands.
Right, right.
God can show up wherever God wants to. I remember God showing up one morning, and I was driving down Interstate 95, and God just sat down in the front seat of that Escort I was driving. In fact, I don't know whether I was escorting it or it was escorting me. And I know it was God, because when God spoke, it happened in the life of somebody else. Or somebody might challenge me on verse 25. Nor does God need anything from human hands. Because see, why do you need an offering, Pastor? Why do I need to serve in the church, Pastor? Well, everything that you have, God made it. God gave it to you just to take care of it.
Yes.
And you can't take it with you.
Amen.
See, God has us to give and serve so that we can be a blessing to other people.
Yes, sir.
And that's why I also say, if the church has people to tithe, then the church should tithe.
Amen.
And I'm just going to tell it like it is. As a people, we're working on our tithe.
Yes, sir.
And as a church, we're doing the same.
Yes, sir.
But we will continue to act the way we have since we began a church in that little conference room over at the Hampton Inn. We're going to keep on blessing others with the excess that people give us.
Amen.
Verse 26 is both biblical and scientific.
All right now.
From one person, God created every human nation to live on the whole earth.
Mm.
Or in the United States, we might have George Washington and others to celebrate as the fathers of our nation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Other nations probably have the same, you know, with South Africa, Nelson Mandela. But the Bible says, and science agrees along with it, that there was a woman named Eve, born in Africa.
Mm.
So whether you're African, Asian, European, or any other ethnicity, all of us have the same DNA sequences in our bodies.
Yes, sir.
The DNA of Eve.
Mm.
See, that's why any ideology or theology that supports an ideology of superiority against over any race is against Almighty God.
Yes, sir.
And if you know God, you're going to stop embracing all that foolishness, all that hatred, all that putting people down, that telling God they do, because all of us came from the same source, and that source came from Almighty God.
Yes, sir.
Love, verse 28. In God we live, move, and that exists. You know, you got some folks, they think they can make it on their own.
Mm.
I don't need no God.
All right, preach
I'm large
pastor.
And in charge.
Mm.
I don't need nobody.
Mm.
But just let God suck up all the air and then try to breathe.
Yes, sir.
Let God take away the sun.
Come on now.
And you try to get your frozen hot box out of a spaceship that's lost in space.
Yes, sir.
God
yes, sir.
Has, God is, and God will do even more for us. It's time for us to do a little more for God.
Amen.
But most importantly, as we are on this Christian journey, as we share the good news with others, we may need to make sure we're right.
Amen.
Jesus came to make us right with God. And we have to be right because we're doing what God says doing. And even though no books have been added to the Bible in almost 2,000 years, God is not silent.
Yes, sir.
God is still speaking.
Yeah.
It's just that we have let all the noise keep us from hearing God.
Amen.
See, understand the character of God. But if we understood the character of God, we would not have to imagine a divine image like gold, silver, a stone made by human hand or voice.
Yes, sir.
See, our hands are not big enough to make anything that is representative of Almighty God.
Say so, say so.
Our minds cannot comprehend the splendor of Almighty God.
Yes.
Just let God be God.
Yes, sir.
However, don't ignore that warning. God overlooks our ignorance of the past. Thank you, God. Lord, have mercy. Because I've done some ignorant things.
Say so,
in
Pastor.
My life.
Say so.
I've done some stupid things in
yes.
my life.
Yes, sir.
I've done some things I'm ashamed of.
Yes.
Since I know better, since all of us know better, as Jesus says in the gospel, and as Paul is saying in our text, it's time for all, especially Christians, to change their hearts and lives.
Amen.
See, Christianity is not for a special few. Change your hearts.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Stop condemning people that sin in a manner different from you. Jesus didn't come into the world to condemn the world. Jesus came into the world so that the world might be saved. Change your hearts and minds.
Yes.
Stop condemning and start pointing folks to Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Because Jesus has set a day. God has set a day. A day when Jesus will come. Jesus who stepped down from glory.
Yeah.
Jesus who put on human flesh.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus who suffered and died so that we might have eternal life. Jesus, a man appointed by God, the man who's coming, his name is Jesus.
Yeah.
And when he comes to the world, he comes to judge the world justly for all the things that I've done and for all the things that you've done. And we know that Jesus is the man because God raised Jesus from the dead.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it just won't go resuscitated body. And after a little while, this was a body that God got up, a new body, a body that was made for eternity. He's coming back, so get yourself right.
Yes, sir.
Get rid of any false gods in your life. False gods that can't give your soul rest. For all the things we do trying to build our souls, things that are destructive, things that will cause us to lose everything we have, because it's only God that can build you up. False gods that can't save you from eternal hell, for only the God we serve put on human flesh and died that he might live. The false gods we serve cannot give us security, for the God we serve, he has protected us right here on earth, and he will protect us in glory. Let the God we serve give us help so that we can enjoy the fullness of life. Let the God we serve show up so that he can keep that devil from stealing our joy.
Yeah.
He is short of the love that only God can give.
Amen.
And then share the good news. Share the good news. But tell them. We say, I tell them.
Yes, sir.
Tell them.
Yes.
Wherever I go. For wherever you go, there are people. Mm-hmm. There are people. There are people all over this world who need to know God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus. At this time.